Hi, Sarah. Welcome to the Great Adventures of Hop podcast. I'm your favorite dad. Season 2, episode 36, Hop plays on a merry-go-round. What's going to happen there?
Hop said she's going to tell us about a merry-go-round. Do you know what a merry-go-round is?
I forgot.
So the one place that I can think of that you've been on a merry-go-round is at the park.
Me
the,
too.
The playground at Pike Lake.
Wait, not at the Pike Lake. That's no way I can remember. In the park in Saskatoon. At Pike Lake.
I don't remember. There might be one in Saskatoon. That could be.
At the park sale.
There's lots of parks that you've been to, and I don't know them all. So, there might be a merry-go-round that you've been to in Saskatoon that I just don't know about. So, the one that I know about is in Pike Lake, which is, it's a green one, and there's seats in it, and you go round and round and round and round.
Is it an animal one?
It might be, I don't remember. But it just goes around in a circle, and so some people sit on there, and then some people just run and push it around and around and around. Goes really fast, and then it kind of makes you feel like you're flying out of the center of the circle as it goes faster and faster.
Okay, I've never been on a fast one.
No. Yeah, so I don't remember when the last. Well, it would have been last summer. I don't know when the last time is it. You would have been on there. So, anyhow. Hop. What did Hop have to do with the merry-go-round? Okay. Hop was at a park. And I don't know which park. But she was at a park. And at this park, there was a merry-go-round. And she was having lots and lots and lots and lots of fun on this merry-go-round. Sometimes she would run around and around as fast as she could to spin the other rabbits that she was playing with. And sometimes she would sit on the merry-go-round and another rabbit would run around and around and around as fast as it could and spin her. And yeah, after a while, Hop, well, first of all, she was having lots of fun. Then after a little while, all the spinning, Hop started getting a bit dizzy. So, after one really fast spin, Hop got off the merry-go-round, and she couldn't really walk straight because she was kind of dizzy. So she was hopping in all different kinds of directions instead of straight. She was hopping to the left and hopping to the right, and she'd kind of stand just about fall over backwards, and she was having some trouble. And as she was having trouble walking straight, one of the rabbits that she was playing with started, kind of pointed at her and started laughing because she was being silly. Well, Hop thought it was pretty funny too, so Hop started laughing. But then that other rabbit said something that wasn't very nice, and Hop stopped laughing because that just didn't feel very good. She kind of wanted to try to laugh because she didn't want it to show that it hurt, but she also just didn't really want to laugh. So she kind of stopped laughing. And then, well, that just wasn't all that much fun anymore. So she didn't know quite what to do because, well, she wasn't sure if that other rabbit was just being mean or if that other rabbit didn't really know that it hurt her feelings or what she should do. So she decided that she was actually going to go and find someone that she could help her figure out what to do. So Hop went back home in this case. Because she had gone out to the park by herself. So she went back home, and she found Big Hop. And she said, Big Hop, somebody said something to me that it hurt my feelings. I'm not sure what to do. When Big Hop said, oh. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
That's our mom.
Yeah.
She used to grow up with, but now her mom is her grandma.
Hmm.
And she got old enough.
Yeah. So, well, Big Hop's like, I know how that goes. It doesn't feel very good. Sometimes people don't know what they're doing. Sometimes they're
mean. And her used to be daddy died already.
Yeah. Hmm. That's sad.
But at least she has a new daddy.
Yeah. Who's that?
You.
Oh, yes.
She's my sister, remember?
Right. Right. So that makes Hop adopted. Interesting. Well, so Big Hop said, yeah, I felt that way too sometimes. And sometimes it's really hard to know what to do, but you know what the first thing is you can do? It's actually kind of really strange, and sometimes it's, well, it seems kind of strange, but it's also kind of not, because it's what the Bible says we need to do, but it really helps, and that is, we need to forgive. That's the first thing we need to do, which is to say, I'm not going to hold this against you. And so, we don't necessarily have to tell the person or tell the other rabbi that we're going to forgive them, but we just need to do it in our heart. And so, Hop thought, I can do that. And so, because she, well, what happens, Big Hop said, is if we don't forgive, then we just kind of want to get even. And we try and figure out all the different things that we can do to get even. And that just eats us up inside. It just makes us feel really gross. So Hop said, okay. So she said, I forgive this other rabbit for being mean. And you know what? She actually felt better. I mean, it still hurt. But she was able to let go of feeling like she wanted to get even with the other rabbit. So then her brain started working better. And because her brain started working better, then she was able to go, okay. So what can we do about this? Because I don't really want that to happen again. I mean, I know it will sometimes, but I'd like to be able to handle that better. And so, well, she asked Big Hop, you know, what do you think we could do to make that a little better so that you don't just do nothing? And don't know what to do. And Big Hop said, well, kind of the first thing I think maybe we need to do is start by giving people the benefit of the doubt. And start by thinking, I don't know for sure if this other rabbit's being mean or not, but I'm going to start by believing that they're not being mean and that they just don't know what they're doing. Because that's a good starting point. And so, if that's the case, if they don't know what they're doing, then they just need to know what they're doing. Oh, said Hop, well, how do I let them know what they're doing? Said Big Hop, yeah, that's a bit of a tough one. How would you do that? I know. This is something that I think maybe you could try. It's very simple. If the other rabbit again says something that hurts, just say, ouch, that hurt. And Hop thought, well, yeah, okay, I can do that. That's pretty easy. And I guess if that other rabbit doesn't know that what they said hurt, then they'd know. And I bet you that would be really helpful. They'd probably want to know, because if they are not being mean, then they don't want to actually hurt me. Oh, okay, that works. So the very next day, Hop was back at the park. And, well, Hop was eating her lunch. And Hop, do you want any guess what Hop had for lunch?
What?
One guess.
Carrots.
Yes. good. Yes. Hop had a lunch kit full of carrots. In fact, Hop's lunch kit was so full of carrots, she couldn't quite get it closed all the way. It was so full of carrots.
So she had to eat some?
Yep, she had to eat some. So there she was. She brought her lunch to the park. So she was at the park. So I guess maybe she just wanted to have a little picnic. And she was eating her carrots, and this same rabbit again came up and saw that she was eating carrots and went, "You have carrots in your teeth." And again, I mean, it was not necessarily the rabbit being mean, but it didn't feel very good to Hop. So you know what she did? She said, "Ouch, that hurt." And the other rabbit looked at her with a shocked look on her face and went, Oh, sorry, I just thought it kind of looked funny that you had carrots in your teeth. I didn't mean to hurt you." And Hop said, I shouldn't say that's okay, because it wasn't okay to hurt me, but I forgive you." And the other rabbit said, "Oh, thank you." And so Hop felt much better that she had actually said something this time, rather than just going and being hurt. And she found out that indeed, this rabbit didn't mean to hurt her, didn't mean to be mean. This rabbit just didn't know what she was doing. So she was actually really happy to find out that what she had done had hurt Hop. So, not happy to know that she'd hurt her, but happy to correct it. Happy to say sorry. So, Hop, you know what she did?
What?
She finished her lunch.
I named her Hop because Bunny's Hop.
That's true. She ate all the rest of her carrots, and you know what then she did? She had one big chunk of carrot, and she stuck it in between her two front teeth, and she found this other rabbit, and you know what the other rabbit did?
What?
She laughed and laughed and laughed. The end. Enjoyed this episode of the Great Adventures of Hop podcast. Join us next time when Hop loses her voice. Good night, sweet dreams. I love you.